Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Bob Glynn, S.J. It is the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
Now, I hope everyone will listen very, very carefully at the beginning of this homily. Well, I hope you'll listen throughout, but if you listen very carefully at the beginning, because I'm going to ask you a critical question, and I will not repeat it. Now, there are two rules, though. Do not raise your hand, and do not answer aloud the question. You do it in your head. Okay, so the question is, did you make your bed this morning? Okay. Yeah, I see hands raised. No, we didn't want that directive. All right. Yes. This question is critical because I was asked this virtually every day of my growing up. My mother, she had the three of us boys at first, and the rule was, if you had not made your bed, and she never believed us, so she went and checked. But if you had not made your bed, you got no breakfast. Now, I never really liked breakfast, so it wasn't a temptation that way. And it wasn't Catholic guilt yet. We hadn't been in long enough with the sisters in school to have that. But it was this issue. My brothers and I, we were true children of the 60s. And anything that was advertised on television, we wanted. And what we discovered was that breakfast cereal was much better than eggs and bacon. Even though my mother was willing to make eggs and bacon, we wanted cereal. Now, anyone who grew up in the 1960s will know why. We did not want Wheaties and we did not want Cheerios. Why? They had some vague health issue too. But other cereals that did not have this healthiness had prizes in the box. So the worst ones, Lucky Charms and Captain Crunch, had the best prizes. I can see people recognizing and remembering this joy. Plus a wallop of sugar like you could never believe. All right, that's why we got in trouble as soon as we got to school. But my brothers and I loved prizes. We only liked Cracker Jacks because there was a prize in Cracker Jacks, and we loved Captain Crunch. Well, I hated the taste of it. I have never eaten cereal since I grew up. But Captain Crunch and Lucky Charms, my brothers particularly liked those colored marshmallows and the Lucky Charms. But the big thing was they didn't have boxes of cereal in those days that were this big. Okay, they only had little ones. And when you were three boys, if you ate enough cereal at breakfast, then you got another box the next day. So another prize. So we couldn't wait. We would open the cereal and start grabbing through to find the prize. Meanwhile, the treasure cereal is falling all over the place. I, being the oldest then, would, showing great maturity, stand back and let my brothers have the prize. Why? Because they would then fight and break it, inevitably. Because the prize was always a piece of junk. Oh, it could be flashy colored plastic. Oh, it could have had some part that moved. But by the time we had been through the first 2 or 3 minutes of the wrangle, there was nothing of that thing left. Now, I mention this today because for the last 3 weeks, and I think we have one more week, the gospel has been the bread of life cycle in the Gospel of John. And in it, if we recall from the last few weeks, there are all these people who have been following Jesus. Now, the good ones didn't come across the lake. The bad ones came. I call them the greedy people. All right? They come, and last week they said, Jesus said to them, you came not because you understood the sign from God, but because you ate the bread and fishes and you want more bread and fish. Simple as that. more bread and fish. They want the trick. They want that. And so what they see in Jesus is precisely the thing he has been trying not to show them, that he is the giver of prizes. If you just follow him, he'll hand you something that you can eat and drink and not have to worry about for a long time in your life. And he has to say to them, but I am the bread of life. You want something that will not help you to live. You want something that you think is really important, and you'll be done with it, and you'll need it again. What I want to give you is something much more precious than that. It's as though you've given the cereal box, they've looked for the treasure, they know the cereal isn't any good, and it's not worth much. In our lives as Christians, we are challenged by the Lord not to look at him as the one who just holds up a prize for us. A moment of grace, boom, done. Instead, Jesus is saying, I will give you this bread always. Now, what does that mean to our life as Christians? Well, I think what it means is that Jesus tells us we have settled for far too little in our Christian life. We've settled for the lucky charms and the little prize inside. How do we do that? We do that by believing that God's grace comes to me when I go to Mass and when I do my daily prayers. Quite right, it does. But how much does that Mass last? 1 hour of Mass, 5 minutes of prayer. It's only a tiny portion of my day and of my week. And the rest of the time, I am being bombarded by grace and I am missing it left and right. Because I get it here and I get it for that little time in prayer. And Jesus is saying, you're starving yourselves to death. You're settling for far too little. The founder of the Jesuits, Ignatius of Loyola, said, we are to find God in all things because God is present in every moment of this day, not just the moment of intentional prayer and the moment of being at Mass. God is present 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for me, but I don't see it. I want a little miracle. I want a little trick, a prize, something that says, this is the sign of God's grace present to me. And what we do is then, we lose sight of how grace is present in our ordinary lives. Last week, one of my four friends I have in the South Bay, since I haven't lived here long, asked me out to coffee. And we sat down, and he began to tell me a story he had told me before. And the bad thing was, this story he told exactly the same way. And it wasn't an exciting story, I already knew that. So while he was talking, I began to think, I must get gasoline on the way home and get a car wash. What do I need to buy at Safeway? And I had a number of things, and then I kind of stop, pay attention. He didn't say that, I said it to myself. And in this retelling of the story, there was just one iota that was slightly different from what had been there before. And that little tiny bit gave me an insight into his life that I had never previously had. And I almost missed it. Almost. I mean, I was halfway down the grocery list when it occurred. While I was driving home from there, we live in Los Altos, if you know where the retreat house is, and we're on this little University Avenue. I tend to drive a bit quickly sometimes, but I was thinking about what he had been saying to me, and I was driving slower than usual when a child ran out into the street in front of the car. And I stopped, and I thought, ah, what parent let this child run out in the middle of the street while I'm driving down? When I got home, I reflected that I had been hit by 2 moments of grace within 30 minutes. The not hitting the child in the car and they're hearing about my friend. Now, most of us will say any one of our days, how was your day? Okay. What happened? Nothing. How was it? Boring. Well, then what we have done is we have taken away the possibility of God feeding us with his grace. That those 30 minutes, those 10 hours, nothing happened. That week, nothing happened. God never spoke to me. Well, that's because we're not listening. We don't know how to identify it. If Lord is giving us this bread, if he's feeding us, we begin to look at our own lives as treasured, as that boring phone call, a possibility of grace, as that assignment, a possibility of God speaking to me. And when I do that, it begins to transform my day. My day is no longer just something to be gotten through for until the next day. But it is a moment when the Lord can feed me, a real treasure. Not something full of sugar and uselessness and something that will break, but something that he has promised to redeem and promised to make worthwhile every day, not just the days that we perceive as special, but every single day of this existence into which he has made us come.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.